Welcome to the Purple Political Breakdown. How's it going? How's your day been? And we're back at it today as we're planning to talk about a lot of current events. There's been a while since I did one of these type of episodes, but there are a few things. There's a lot of things that I want to bring to your attention and have an honest conversation about. I'll let you know the facts and I'll let you know my opinions, but let's dive into it. Of course, per usual, if you want to contact me, feel free to go to my website, www.purplepoliticalbreakdown.com. And the theme of the podcast has never changed. We are here for political solutions without political bias. And ultimately, there might be things you agree with. There might be things I agree with, you disagree with, et cetera, et cetera. But we're trying to push these conversations forward and move beyond the BS. But one topic of conversation that is definitely in the realm of controversial, a lot of BS, a lot of crazy stuff, is the Donald Trump trial in reference to Stormy Daniels. Now, if you don't know what's going on, there is a case going on right now. And as of right now, as of recording of this video, there's been no ruling in terms of what's going to happen with Donald Trump. But just so you guys are aware, Donald Trump has pleaded not guilty to a 34-count indictment charging him with falsifying business records to hide the reimbursement of a hush money payment his then attorney, Michael Cohen, made to Stormy Daniels, a adult film star, I'll use those words, in order to boost his electoral prospects in the 2016 presidential election. This is not the first trial he's been through. He already was charged for the other case for falsifying certain records for the New York case. And this is the second one. We'll see how it kind of plays out. But yeah, it's not looking good for Donald Trump. So if you guys are paying attention, feel free to kind of check out the court, hear all the arguments. But it doesn't look for good for the former president of the United States. Let's keep up with the theme of the former president of the United States and talk about the election a little bit. But more so, I want to talk about something that is very interesting. RFK, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has apparently been taking a lot of votes from the two primary presidential candidates. Those candidates, of course, being Joe Biden and Donald Trump. As of right now, the polls are indicating that Donald Trump is leading from 41.6%, and Biden has 41%, and Kennedy has a solid 7.7% as an independent. The issue that Trump is having is that apparently Kennedy is taking a lot of votes away from Donald Trump, and Donald Trump is extremely angry about it. As Kennedy's popularity seemed to grow, it seems like the gap between Biden and Trump's have dwindled. Matter of fact, Trump was so angry in regards to the situation, he went off to his social media and said, RF Kennedy Jr. is a Democratic plant, a radical left liberal. A vote for Jr. will essentially be a wasted protest vote that could swing either way, but only swing against the Democrats if Republicans knew the story about him, Trump said. So Donald Trump wasn't happy, and it seemed like I feel like from what I remember, he was much more positive with RFK when it seemed like he was going to take votes from Biden. But when in actuality, he was taking votes from Trump, Trump was angry. Now, Kennedy did respond saying Kennedy, but challenging Trump to a debate, saying when frightened men take to social media, they risk descending into vitriol, which makes them sound unhinged. President Trump's rant against me is a barely coherent barrage of wild and inaccurate claims that should best be resolved in the American tradition of presidential debate. So RFK is challenging Donald Trump to a presidential debate. And as of right now, I doubt Trump will take the bait. Donald Trump didn't even participate in any of the Republican debates. Because one, I think he would have gotten destroyed, but two, technically he doesn't need to hold on to his popularity. And RFK in particular has been pretty impressive. He started out as a Democratic candidate, switched to becoming more of an independent. A lot of his popularity was, in addition to being a Kennedy, was the fact that he was willing to go on a lot of social media platforms. He was willing to talk to a lot of pretty notable podcast and have conversation, talk about his position, talk about who he is. And I think that will be the new wave, and RF Kennedy is stepping into that. And as we see, this is playing a huge impact in terms of our two primary presidential candidates. Joe Biden, people's biggest concern being the fact that he is older and people think incoherent. And Donald Trump, for the most part, people afraid that he's going to utilize an overextension of his power, potentially make things a whole lot of worse from his words regarding Ukraine and Israel. So who knows? But these are two primary candidates as of right now. Unfortunately, honestly, I would even be mine if RFK was the one who got elected into office. We need to move on from the Biden and Trump era. And I will stand by this. I'll say this every podcast episode. In order for us to truly have a more representative candidacy for the presidential election and local elections, we need voting reform. It can't be this lesser of two evils type of system where it's like, only these two guys are going to win. I guess I only can vote them. No, we should be allowed to vote more people into office, or at the very least, make our voices be heard a little bit more deliberately. So that's just my opinion. And there are certain strategies I've talked about, such as star voting, such as ranked robin. We need to progress forward into a better voting democratic system. But speaking of some of the things that I mentioned earlier in reference to Ukraine, Russia, obviously still taking place. It seems like it's not going to slow down as Russia bombs some power plants and Ukraine plans to target some refineries. It seems like the conflict is not dying down by any means. So we definitely have to keep on keeping an eye on this, of course. And Israel-Palestine, a lot of things is happened recently, and Israel is losing quite a bit of support in terms of public support across the world with their recent attacks on Rafah, with their attack on the World Central Kitchen, and much more. Pro-Palestinian protests have been taking place all across the country of the United States, especially for these young, mostly like university students who are young and radical. I mean, what do you expect? These are people who think revolution is the top priority all the single time. I used to be in college. I know what it's like. So that's what's taking place as of right now, but their voices are not being muted. Their voices are not being not heard because, like I said, the support for Israel is swinging to an extent considering their recent actions. Matter of fact, the U.S. Army engineers have started building a floating pier for the passage of humanitarian aid off the coast of Gaza. The pier is expected to be completed by early May and is estimated to help unload as many as 2 million meals per day from the Mediterranean island of Cyprus. So Joe Biden and the U.S. administration has realized what has taken place. I've talked about it before, and they want to make sure that the people who are suffering are getting treated properly. And I'm thinking, from what it sounds like, Hamas is realizing that this can't go on further either. They are getting pushed to a corner to an extent. So Hamas official Khalil al-Hayya says the Palestinian group is reviewing a new Israeli truce proposal, as Israeli's former foreign minister says a planned invasion of Rafah will be suspended if a prisoner swap deal is reached. I'm sure you have seen also some of the hostage videos from Hamas regarding some of the hostages from Israel and American civilians. But this is not the only thing that was said by a Hamas official. Another thing that was said by a Hamas official is that it's willing to agree to a truce of at least 5 years with Israel in exchange for establishing an independent Palestinian state. Interesting that it's only, oh, they said at least 5 years. I would expect, okay, you got your state, it should be permanent peace, but I digress. It looks like, at the very least, things are moving forward. Israel losing somewhat of support, Hamas being pushed to a corner, a lot of people realizing that so many people are suffering, and this conflict is not going anywhere. As of right now, if the officials from Hamas is saying something, and Israel, some Israel officials are saying something as well, and the U.S. is kind of put in their situation where they're not going to be unanimously supporting Israel, we might be able to eventually move towards a path to peace in the Israel-Palestinian conflict at the very least. In addition to that, of course, a foreign aid has been approved to be sent to Ukraine and Russia and Israel, Palestine. I'm sure a lot of people are going to be upset about that. But, I mean, we got to do what we got to do. Moving forward in terms of things that have been approved, another bill has been approved in the U.S. Congress, and that is the bill to ban TikTok. I already made a podcast episode. You can go listen to that, breaking down the entire TikTok situation. There are certain things that I question in terms of the U.S. side. There are certain things that I understand in terms of the U.S. side. It's definitely a give or take to an extent, and there's potential greed towards this movement as well. Ultimately, with this, the U.S. wants TikTok, or more so their parent company, ByteDance, to sell TikTok to, more specifically, a U.S. company. And if they don't, TikTok will be banned from the United States, and it will not be able to be downloaded from app stores in the United States moving forward. Also, that TikTok, the ban situation will have like a six-month timeline, so they have 6 months to decide, so that'll be up until like November, October area. Well I believe that TikTok will be banned, and yeah, it's going to be unfortunate. TikTok is interesting, but if the allegations are true that China is getting information from America through TikTok, then this will be ultimately a positive for America in terms of keeping information in-house. And we do have alternatives at the very least in terms of YouTube Shorts and IG Reels. So it's not like we won't have another platform to do something very similar to TikTok on there as of right now. So we'll see what happens. I don't think they're going to sell, and I do think TikTok will be banned in the United States. A little bit more positive news for people. Reggie Bush received his Heisman after a long battle in regards to his Heisman getting taken away for receiving certain money gifts. Regardless, it's all good in the hood, as people say. So, you know, shout out Reggie Bush. Arizona passes repeal of a near total abortion ban by 32 to 28 votes. I do think a total abortion ban doesn't really make sense to me. I do think we should have an abortion limit. I made my case pretty clear when we had the abortion conversation, but a total ban will be kind of crazy to me. But to kind of attach itself onto that, the Supreme Court is also hearing arguments over whether a federal law allowing emergency room doctors to perform abortions in certain cases supersedes state restrictions on the procedure. This is exactly why a total abortion ban is so crazy to me, considering some of these exceptional cases, some of these extreme cases can take place. So I do think they should get the care that they deserve. And I get it, it is a life, but some exceptions deserve those extreme situations. It's just a matter of fact. Supreme Court is also considering whether former President Trump can claim immunity in election interference case. So we'll see how that plays out. Once we get a ruling on that, I'll talk about it in a future podcast episode. The U.S. birth rate drops to record low is another concern that people have been having as of recently in terms of the birth rate. People are not establishing families. People are not having kids as much. And that's not a good thing overall. Like, one of the most important aspects of being a living animal, a living specimen of Earth, is procreation. So hopefully we kind of reestablish ourselves to create more people, create more families, create good families, et cetera, et cetera. Another bit of news, the Weinstein conviction was overturned. The court, by a 4-3 vote, ruled the testimony of a prior bad acts witnesses should not have been allowed because it was unnecessary to establish defendant's intent and served only to establish defendant's propensity to commit the crimes charged. Kind of crazy. This seemed to me be a close and shut case, but it seems like this is going to get re-brought up. And if this completely gets overturned, like, they're going to do another trial. If this completely gets overturned, man, I think there will be outrage. Net neutrality has been reinstated. The Federal Communications Commission voted 3-2 on Thursday to reclassify broadband as a public utility, such as water and electricity, to regulate access to the internet. That's move to expand government oversight of internet services providers comes after the COVID-19 pandemic exposed the magnitude of the digital divide, forcing consumers to rely on high-speed internet for school and work, as well as social and health support. Because the government deems internet access an essential service, the FCC is promising oversight as if broadband were a public utility. In doing so, the government aims to make providers more accountable for outages, require more robust network security, protest fast speeds, and require greater prospects protections for consumer data. So, seems like a good thing to me from the very surface level knowledge I have in regards to the situation, because the internet is... It's basically a utility at this point. No household can live without the internet. That's just a fact of life as of right now. So I'm not mad at this, of course. And the last thing that I want to bring up is Tennessee Governor Bill Lee plans to sign a bill allowing school staff members to carry concealed handguns on school grounds. Personally, for me, I don't like this at all. I never understood the idea of everybody needing to have a gun to be safe. I understand needing protection. I understand needing security. So why wouldn't the alternative for me at the very least be having security at these schools instead? Having someone who's trained, have someone who is responsible, have someone whose role is purely to protect the students and the teachers. That will not only create more jobs, but it will have someone that's a more responsible. Having a teacher have a gun on school, one, you don't know if they're trained. Two, what if they put their gun in a spot where a student can get a hold of it? There's a lot of potential negatives that can go with it. Yes, I understand trying to protect yourself, but I don't think this is the best way to do it. Well, let me know what your thoughts are. These are some of the current events. There's a lot of crazy things that's going on as of right now. Let me know your thoughts, of course. Appreciate you guys watching and listening to this podcast episode. Rate it 5 stars if you enjoyed. We will be back to have another very dynamic conversation. I just wanted to update you on some things that has taken place. So with that said, hope you guys enjoyed. Y'all have a good one. Take care and peace.